It's time once again on Weekend Edition Sunday for our WVTF Veggie Chef. Andrea Mattioni-Willis is here with something I believe came from a suggestion by a listener. Is that right?
That is correct.
Well, that's good.
I received an email from a listener requesting more gluten-free and dairy-free recipes. And, you know, I love feedback. Absolutely. And so I've had this email.
Not the squealy kind.
No. Okay. Listener feedback. Non-squealy listener feedback. And I've had this email in the back of my head ever since I received it. And so when I decided to make soup this week, I decided to make it fit that request. Uh-huh. And I even resourced websites like Mayo Clinic, those for celiac disease, and those are the manufacturers of the products I use to double check myself and make sure that this was, in fact, a gluten-free recipe.
All right. So this is the real deal.
I tried really hard.
Good.
And all of that being said, my other goal was to create a filling, warming soup since it's winter, and, you know, that's just what I've been craving. And also, this recipe has very little fat because I used light coconut milk and didn't use any oil or butter. So, without further ado, oh, and I would also like to mention that nobody needs to write any of this down. It'll be on the WVTF.org website and on the Facebook page.
Okay.
So, now without further ado, we have spiced potato soup. Now, you're going to need 5 medium russet potatoes, which works out to be about 2.5 pounds, and you want to peel and dice those, 1 medium diced sweet onion, 1 32-ounce container of organic vegetable broth, 1 bay leaf, 1 teaspoon saffron, 2 teaspoons of ground coriander, 1/2 teaspoon of ground cayenne pepper, 1/8 teaspoon of allspice, 1 can of light coconut milk, and you're going to want to salt this to taste. So not too many ingredients. And then you're going to put the diced potatoes and onions in a large pot. And then pour the vegetable broth over them and bring it to a boil. Once you've got your broth boiling, reduce your heat to a simmer. And then add everything else but the coconut milk and salt. Now continue simmering for another 20 to 25 minutes or until the potatoes are soft. Take out the bay leaf and remove your soup from the heat. In the pot, mash the whole mixture with the potato masher. Mm. Now, you want to be sure to leave a few potato chunks intact just for texture.
Okay.
Now you stir in the coconut milk, return to a simmer for about 10 minutes, and then salt to taste and serve. And that is it.
Sounds pretty easy.
It is. You know, last week we had that easy polenta recipe, mm-hmm. which you yourself thought you could make. And now we've got a soup. Do you think you're going to start cooking?
Well, I always do make a nice big pot of soup sometime during the winter,
good.
But it hardly fits any convention or restrictions. It's just a bunch of stuff I put in and let it cook all day. But
well, if you like it, that's right. That's good enough.
Well, and that's where we end up. but maybe I'll try something different this year. We'll see.
Oh, and if anybody has any questions about this recipe or any others I've shared, I can be emailed at wvtfveggie@gmail.com. Thanks.